How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
America, welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across the nation. The phone number 877-973-7425 if you want to be on the program. Again, I really do think it's important. If you will text the word data, D-A-T-A, text that word to 33777. Go get my morning piece. It says, will you pick up the phone? I think it's the way it's titled. And the phone number's in there for you to call your member of the House of Representatives. There's a Capitol Hill switchboard. You call the number and you just tell them who you are, where you're calling from, and they'll connect you to your member of Congress and tell them don't support the current FISA reauthorization. It really does need some changes to prohibit the government from doing private vendor data purchases to get around the Fourth Amendment. And there's a proposal out there for that, and your pressure can be brought to bear on members of Congress to get them. Just leave a voicemail if you can't get somebody on the phone, but you don't want to call every member of Congress, just your member of Congress. They don't care about you if you can't vote for them, so just call your member of Congress. And don't say, well, my guy's a Democrat. I don't want to make sense. Some of the Democrats are concerned about this as well. It's a bipartisan level of concern, so please consider text data, D-A-T-A, to 33777. You can get that. Just click through. You'll see the link to the title piece about picking up the phone. Call your member of Congress. Don't say I don't provide you solutions. I do. Look, I gotta switch to Ukraine here for a minute. I may be one of the last people who care about helping Ukraine kill Russians, but I do. But there's a larger issue here you need to know about, and I got to read you a tweet. This comes from Natasha Bertrand, reporter for CNN, covering the Pentagon. Let me read you this. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the U.S. military's pier off the coast of Gaza for delivering aid by sea would probably be ready by the third weekend of this month. Keep in mind when the president in the State of the Union called for it to be built, how long it is taking for the government to do anything. We expect that the initial operation capability will probably be there by then, Austin told people today. Asked why the Biden administration is discouraging Ukraine from striking Russian energy infrastructure, Secretary Austin acknowledged that the administration has concerns about how it will affect the global energy markets. Quote, certainly, those attacks could have a knock-on effect in terms of the global energy situation. But quite frankly, I think Ukraine is better served in going after technical and operational targets that can directly influence the current fight. You know what can directly influence the current fight in Ukraine? Blowing up the oil refineries, producing the fuel for the aircraft and the tanks in Russia. I need to paint a very specific picture for you here. I need to show you what's going on here. And you should be bothered by this. Whether you support funding Ukraine or not, you should be bothered by this. On October 7th, 2023, Hamas invaded Israel, killing over 1,000, close to 2,000 Israeli citizens, kidnapping over 100, close to 200, bringing them back to Gaza. Many of them are now dead. The United States had Israel's back in taking on Hamas until Joe Biden won the Michigan primary, but with about 15 to 20% of Michigan Democratic primary voters saying they were uncommitted. It embarrassed Joe Biden, and those uncommitted voters, many of them turned out to be pro-Hamas terror-supporting Americans who hate Israel. Joe Biden, as a result of the anti-Semites refusing to back him in the Democratic primary, has decided to back away from supporting Israel because the anti-Semites in the Democratic Party have demanded it. So Joe Biden is now throwing Israel under the bus to placate anti-Semitic terrorist sympathizers in the Democratic Party, some of whom were over the weekend in Dearborn, Michigan, chanting death to America. Joe Biden is also concerned about oil prices, because if oil prices get too high, it could cause prices at the grocery store to go back up, as part of the price of everything you buy has factored in the fuel transport costs of that item. And so Joe Biden is now telling the Ukrainians to stop your strategic bombing of Russian petrol facilities because it could cause a spike in gas prices around the world. Yet again, Joe Biden is willing to sell out an ally for his own political expediency in the United States. So let's just do a quick review here so you understand what Joe Biden's leadership in the United States is costing us. Joe Biden cannot secure the U.S.-Mexico border because it would be acknowledging he could have done it all along, and that might hurt him with voters. Joe Biden is telling Ukraine to not take on Russia aggressively because that could spike fuel prices, and so he can't afford the political fallout here at home. Joe Biden is abandoning Israel because the anti-Semites in the Democratic Party have demanded it, or else they stay home in November. So he's abandoning two allies and our national sovereignty and security, all for the sake of winning Democratic Party voters. And let's jump to menthol cigarettes. Joe Biden is now walking back a ban on menthol cigarettes because disproportionately smokers of menthol cigarettes are in the black community, and he's afraid of upsetting the black community before the election. So you black voters who are going to vote for Joe Biden, understand he's going to ban your cigarettes after the election, just not before the election, so that you don't think twice about voting for him. This isn't leadership. We were told the Democrats were the leaders. We were told Joe Biden was the adult in the room. We were told Joe Biden's a return to normalcy. But what Joe Biden is doing is he's jeopardizing the national security of this country and our allies to win re-election. And I'm sure the Democrats are rationalizing that, you know what, we get through the election, we can betray the conservatives, and then we can betray the progressives after the election. We can stick it to Russia. We can allow Ukraine to blow them up. We can jack up fuel prices, because who cares? We want to jack up fuel prices anyway to discourage people from buying internal combustion engine cars. But they can't do it right now because they got to win the election first. They'll go back to supporting Israel. I'm sure Joe Biden thinks, as I said, I'll go back to supporting Israel after the election, but I have progressives with me right now. No guarantees he actually will go back to it, but you understand how politicians think, particularly career politicians like Joe Biden. Career politicians like Joe Biden decide he's the indispensable man in the room. In fact, Joe Biden's entire 50-year history has been of a man who views himself as indispensable and the smartest man in the room, even though he's a blithering idiot, and now a blithering idiot with dementia. If you support Ukraine, and many of you Democrats out there have Ukraine flags on the back of your Subarus, you should actually be appalled, except you're not, and here's why. Democrats have decided Donald Trump is the existential threat. Democrats have decided that it doesn't matter what they do, they've got to stop Donald Trump. So they will upend alliances with Israel. They will hamper Ukraine's effort to stop Russia. They won't secure our border. They'll do whatever it takes to build a coalition to stop Donald Trump. Now, the danger in this is something Republicans have seen that led to Donald Trump. Republican Party leaders kept building incremental coalitions to stop Democrats that ultimately burned bridges with their Republican base, that ultimately led to the Republican base not caring if the Republican Party was on fire, they wouldn't pee on it, which ultimately led to them deciding they wanted a bull in a china shop to disrupt the Republican Party, which led them to Donald Trump. Joe Biden keeps trying to cobble together these old school Democratic coalitions to keep Donald Trump from power, and he's ultimately undermining the Democratic Party, and he's going to lead the Democratic Party to a civil war, just like Republicans led the Republican Party to civil war. Internal strife, party bosses hating the base hating the party bosses, the base hating each other, the party leadership hating each other. This is going to happen in the Democratic Party the way Joe Biden is trying to preserve things. Because he's not preserving things as a leader would preserve things, of doing the right thing and convincing the American people that it was the right thing. I'm reminded again of the Dick Morris quote about Bill Clinton. When Dick Morris, the pollster, helped Bill Clinton, he told Bill Clinton that the purpose of polling was not to figure out what to do. The purpose of polling was to figure out how to sell what you already wanted to do and convince Americans it was right. Joe Biden could convince the American public that Israel is in the right. Joe Biden could convince the American public Ukraine is in the right. But you notice Joe Biden's not out there anywhere. Joe Biden's not out selling anything. In fact, what's her name on Face the Nation the other day was Margaret Brennan was upset with John Kirby because she was talking about Joe Biden released a statement. She literally pounded her fist on the desk and said, "We haven't seen Joe Biden. We've seen a printed statement." The Democrats have put Joe Biden inside bubble wrap, and they're afraid to let him out, lest he convince Americans that he really does have dementia. So Joe Biden's not coming out to sell Israel's right to self-defense, and Joe Biden's not coming out to explain to Americans why they should support funding Ukraine. He's leaving it to other people, and now they're throwing Mike Johnson under the bus. In fact, Chuck Schumer is out. This is Chuck Schumer on the floor of the Senate.
As the Congress gavels back into session, I also urge Speaker Johnson and House Republicans to snap out of their paralysis and pass the Senate's National Security Supplemental. The situation in Ukraine is desperate. Speaker Johnson has now sat on his hands for 55 days as the National Security Supplemental has collected dust in the House. That's 55 days of America standing on the sidelines while our friends in Ukraine fight and die on the battlefield with no support. 55 days of our European allies wondering when the U.S. will step up. And with each passing day, Ukraine continues to run out of more ammo, continues to run out of soldiers, and continues to run out of hope that can successfully expel the Russians from their borders. And let's be blunt. The biggest reason Ukraine is losing the war is because the hard right in the Congress has paralyzed the United States from acting.
No. The far right in the United States Congress has not paralyzed the House from acting or the Congress from acting or the president from acting because the president promised them F-16s and dragged his feet. The president promised long-range missiles and dragged his feet. The president promised tanks and dragged his feet. And then when he gave them tanks too heavy to handle the soil. Have you heard about this? The M1A1 tanks were sitting over there. They're sinking in the mud, and they're no good compared to the Russian tanks because they're too damn heavy, which is what experts warned would be the problem. But that's what Biden wound up sending after delaying sitting. Them. Now they're trying to get the Ukrainians to not bomb Russian petrol supply facilities because of what it'll do to the oil market, because that'll impact Joe Biden's reelection. It has nothing to do with Republicans in Congress. Yes, I support funding Ukraine. I support the funding package, and I support the speaker passing the funding package, but it has nothing to do with what's going on in Ukraine. At the end of the day, it's Joe Biden constantly dragging his feet and constantly trying to figure out the political calculations of his reelection and constantly putting ahead of everything his reelection instead of what it should be done because it's the right thing to do. Joe Biden no longer cares about what's right. He cares about winning re-election because he cares about stopping Trump. And all the Democrats who lecture us all the time about doing what's right and leadership are more concerned with stopping Donald Trump. And they've justified in their head that that is ultimately what's right and that is ultimately leadership, because you got to stop Donald Trump because he's the existential threat that keeps them up at night. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping and the terrorists of Hamas are winning, not because of House Republicans, But because of Joe Biden caring so much more about his reelection than actually helping our allies and securing our border.
When the world seems crazy, he'll keep you sane. It's the Eric Erickson Show.
Hello there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson across the nation. The phone number 877-973-7425. If you will recall, a month or so ago, there were 10 cases of measles that broke out in Florida, and the national media had a massive field day blaming Ron DeSantis and his Surgeon General for vaccine skepticism of all the rich white liberals who are hesitant. By the way, it is a guaranteed certified fact that vaccine hesitancy began among white progressives who were convinced that it caused autism. And they weren't getting their kids vaccinated. It was goofy white liberals doing it well before it was anybody skeptical of the COVID vaccine. But there was a massive, massive media blame game against Ron DeSantis and his secretary of, his surgeon general because of 10 cases of measles in Florida. Clearly, it was vaccine, COVID hesitancy, and anti-science skepticism that caused it. Well, 57 confirmed cases of measles now in Chicago. The Chicago Public Health Department says 33 are children below the ages of 4, 7 are children 5 to 17, 16 are adults 18 to 49, and 1 is over 50 years old. Spread of measles in Chicago. You will notice you're not hearing a lot about this from the very same media that blasted Ron DeSantis over 10 cases. Why? Because it started among illegal aliens in Chicago. So God forbid the media tell me this, tell me anything about spread of measles cases in Chicago, because it would open all sorts of implications about illegal immigration to this country when 10 cases in Florida are enough to blame Ron DeSantis. So you can blame Ron DeSantis in Florida, but you can't blame illegal aliens in Chicago when there are five times as many cases. Because God forbid you do anything like tell the truth and cover the story when you can't score cheap political points against Ron DeSantis, members of the media. Is there any, the trust in the media, like people trust herpes and syphilis more than they trust the American media. They actually like sexually transmitted diseases in this country more than they like the media. Is it any wonder why when you have stuff like this? People would rather get an STD than trust the NPR. Can you blame them? 10 regional banks have had their credit downgraded, and they're going to keep racking up profits. But the real estate fallout in the portfolios of regional banks around this country is becoming a problem, and bigger banks and federal regulators are starting to raise concerns about it. That's why Swiss America wants to help you protect your hard-earned assets right now. They can see where this thing is headed. You should, too. There's a secret war on cash going on, and they want to give you a free report about the secret war on cash. You can get it by calling or texting my name, Eric Erickson, to 800-289-2646. The all-out war on cash includes digital forms of currency. It is spreading daily. You can read the Secret War on Cash report. It is completely free, y'all, from Swiss America. Just call or text my name to 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. Let Swiss America help you navigate how to protect your hard-earned assets right now, completely for free. Call or text my name to 800-289-2646. Message and data rates may apply. One more time, 800-289-2646. Talk to Swiss America.
He's got the courage to tell you the truth, because the truth is what matters. You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show.
Hello and welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. The phone number 877-973-7425. Should you wish to be on the program, I am happy to have you. I want to call your attention to a story in Axios. I actually want to tie two separate things together. It's some interesting data that is out, America's reality distortion machine. Now, a side note here, let me start it this way. particularly on social media, particularly among accounts with very few followers. I get this concern, and I know these people are listening right now because they seem to fixate on every word I say, and every word seems to make them mad. I tweeted something the other day that I've noticed a trend, particularly among the hyper-online church set, that they have become as angry and bad as the wokes. Now, here's what I mean by this, what I explained on social media. The wokes tell us that we must conform or be crushed. We must engage in woke speak. We must engage in woke thought or else. Well, there's a set particularly, and I see it a lot in my circles of evangelicals who are highly online, of the anti-wokes. You must speak in certain ways or be crushed. If you don't talk about certain topics, well, then you're probably a woke. And preachers, if you're not getting political from the pulpit and denouncing the left, well, then you're probably a closet woke and you should be driven from the pulpit. They are as bad as the wokes. And when I point this out, these angry, low-follower, anonymous accounts on social media, there goes Erickson again, trying to morally equivocate between left and the right, saying both sides. Here's the problem, is if you can't hold your own side accountable, no one will. I got a lady, she emailed me, she says, why did you say, if you think Joe Biden is as bad as you say he is, why did you say you didn't vote for Trump in the primary? Because the primary is the perfect time to send a signal that you're not satisfied with the results. You hope the party does better without blowing things up in November. Would you rather I cast a protest vote in the primary or the general? You tell me, because I'm one of millions of Americans who think the GOP could have done better. So I sent my signal in the primary. Would you rather me send the signal in the November election? You tell me. You may love the outcome. You may love Trump. I don't particularly care for the man, but I'm willing to recognize he's better than Biden. So how do I best send a signal to the party that, hey, I'm willing to go down this road, but I wish you went another direction? You do it in the primary. But people get worked up about it. They get like really, really aggravated about these sorts of things because they're so tribal and partisan. And I've noticed the common thread is the people who are hyper online and they're always engaged in social media and all they consume is the news from a partisan angle. I bring this up because there's a remarkable amount of data out there now about how most Americans really aren't as divided. In fact, if anything, most Americans lean more and more conservative. Did you know? I'm looking at the data here. From the APNORC, Center for Public Affairs Research, 78% of Americans, 78% of Americans, 78% believe the right to keep and bear arms is important. You'd never know that from the media coverage, would you? 78% of Americans believe the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms by individual American citizens is important. You never know that from the media, would you? 95% of Americans believe people should be able to practice their religious faith in their daily life. You wouldn't know that, would you, from the media? You'd have no idea that basically 80% of Americans believe that people should have the right to own a gun. Now, they may disagree on the extent of the regulation, but 80% of Americans think that American citizens should be able to own a gun. 95% of Americans believe that you should be able to practice your faith outside of 11 to 12 on a Sunday. You should be able to do it in your office. Overwhelmingly, Americans agree on these things, and Americans tend to be more socially conservative. Latinx has kind of been dropped, except by the hyper-wokes, because most Americans think it's a nonsense word. Most Americans actually believe that a girl should not have to compete against a boy in girl sports. Most Americans are not as divided as either the far left or the far right would have you believe. Now, I'm a conservative. I'm a conservative because I'm a Christian. I think that we're all sinners, and I want as few in charge of me as possible. But I'm also trying to be an intellectually honest conservative, recognize there are flaws on the right, and there are people on the right who are malcontented actors, just like there are on the left. I mean, everybody's a sinner. There are sinners on the left and on the right. And I think my view of how I do my job and how I should live my life, even outside of my job, is to be someone missional, to persuade people to come to my side. See, there is a body of people on the right now, just as there are on the left, who have decided the other side is the enemy and they're not persuadable and we just have to beat them. The data actually shows otherwise. The data actually shows overwhelmingly Americans are persuadable. Overwhelmingly Americans are persuadable. But the people who are really, really online, the people who are really into Twitter, the people who are really into watching OAN or RSN or whatever the Trump News Network is, they've decided that the other side is irredeemable, bad, the enemy, and we just have to beat them. What the data actually shows is that if you're missional to them and you are persuadable, that you might be able to persuade them to your side. But if you ever take a class on persuading people, the one thing you can't do is be intellectually dishonest. You can't tell the other side we don't have these problems on our side because they see it all the time. And in fact, the news they consume fixates on the problems on the right. So you're not going to persuade people to come to your side if you refuse to acknowledge you've got clunkers on your side too. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene thinks that it should be her way or the highway, and that the base of the Republican Party, the MAGA populist movement, is in charge and should win all the time. The problem is a majority of Americans don't necessarily agree. And Marjorie Taylor Greene could be more effective if she was persuasive to people that her side is right, as opposed to just trying to bully to get her way. She sees the other side bullying, and it works in the media. The other side gets disproportionate attention in the media. The Ivy League caters to the progressive side. And so they've concluded that because the Ivy League and the media and corporations are bowing to the left, we've got to be nasty bullies like the left. But actually, Americans are tuning all of that out, and Americans are turning out all of that, and Americans are rejecting all of that. And you have an opportunity in this country on the right to persuade Americans to come to your side because they're rejecting the bullies of the left. And when the response on the right is to be as nasty and bullying and in your face as the left, what happens is a lot of Americans just sit back and say, no, thank you, not me. Now, I realize I'm somewhat anomalous in what I do because a lot of other talk radio shows now are just totally in the tank. They don't really think for this. They claim they think for this. So they're just asking questions. And asking questions is being thoughtful. It's just being a poop stir, conspiracy theory feeding. Ben Shapiro actually did a monologue on this the other day. It's not actually thoughtful stuff. It's just we're just asking questions. We're catering to the crazy crowd. We're not actually providing solutions. We're asking questions. We're trying to lead people down a dark path by asking questions that have answers that you don't want to recognize because you would rather stir the pot. I see this all the time on social media. People in particular, they get really mad at me for saying, yes, there are malcontents on our side, and we should call them out. My view has always been, and I've always been right in this, by the way, there are many things I've been wrong about in my life, but this is one I've always been right about. If we don't hold our side accountable, the voters ultimately will. And I would rather my side win in perpetuity. But there's no such thing as perpetual majorities in the United States. The best way to maintain one and the best one to rebound from a loss is to recognize the clunkers, the scoundrels, the grifters, the con artists on your side. Try to clean up your side and hold them accountable. Because the voters ultimately at the end of the day can suss out a BS artist and a liar and fraud and huckster. But what they first prioritize getting rid of are the bullies, which is why I think the left in this country is actually doomed, because the left has decided that bullying is the path forward for them. At this point in the left, in the mind of the left thinks they can march down the street, they can silence anyone who dissents, and there'll be no backlash. In the halls of Congress today, there are angry, obese, white people protesting over Gaza. And when I say angry, obese, white people, well, there was a skinny white girl, but it's overwhelmingly white people.
Those who fund genocide!
Listen, our Gaza!
the Gaza and suicide, and they're chanting Christians for a free Palestine, and then they're chanting the Senate will not eat while Gaza will not eat. And it's a bunch of well-fed old white women and young white women in comfortable shoes marching through the streets with a couple beta males chanting along with them that Gaza must be free and blah, 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 blah. Y'all, when the right embraces the tactics of the left, they provide no alternative and escape for the American public. You know, one of the, this isn't about me, but I'm going to talk about me because it's a subject I know something about. 2016, I didn't support Donald Trump. There were a lot of people, including my bosses, who were convinced I was destroying my show. But I am the last surviving radio show host in this country at a local level at the time who didn't back Trump in 2016, who kept his job. My ratings went up. My ratings did not go up because suddenly liberals embraced me, because they haven't. My ratings went up because people thought, oh, let me hear what this guy has to say. Why? Because we know where he stands. He's a conservative. He's a Christian. He's an evangelical. Why is he doing what he's doing? And I've tried to be a straight shooter ever since. Try to give you the news and the information, and you can make up your own mind. It's one reason I do my show notes email, is so I can give you all the links that I'm sending. And maybe you read the same story I read and you think about it differently. Maybe you come to a different conclusion. I don't want to tell you what to think. The whole purpose here now, this monologue that I'm doing, it's not to tout myself and pat myself on the back. I don't need that. I know my ratings. They're good enough. I don't need to pat myself on the back. The reason I'm doing this is because there is overwhelming data out there that most Americans actually agree. And not only do most Americans agree, but actually when you break down the topics, most Americans tend to agree with the right. You would never know that from the grifters and the fearmongers on social media who think the world is over, the left is won, and we need to fight back aggressively and secure power and never give it up again. Roughly 80% of Americans believe in the right to keep and bear arms. They may have disagreements on how to regulate it. They may not be as extreme as I am on the position. I personally think that every American should be given a gun and lessons on how to use it. But they do support the right to keep and bear arms. They support the right of you to practice your religion as a conscientious person in society instead of just practicing your religion for 1 hour on a Sunday. Overwhelmingly, Americans support your right. And overwhelmingly, Americans think that when you are confronted with a situation where your religion tells you not to do something, that other Americans should respect your right to opt out. You wouldn't get that from the left. You very rarely get this from the political pornographers on the right these days on social media. Americans tend to be conservative in what they know best, and what they know best is America. And they tend to be patriots. But yelling at them and bullying them and denying that your side has problems is not a way to convince them, because they know you're a huckster, a fraud, a con artist, a charlatan, or a bad person because you refuse to acknowledge the bad on your own side. If you don't clean up your own side, the voters will do it for you. The voters are looking for an alternative to the left. The voters are looking for an alternative to progressives. The voters are looking for an alternative to the madness that is DEI and ESG and wokeism and Boko Haram on the left. The way to persuade them to come to your side isn't to operate like those people. It's not to be like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on a daily basis comes across as a more civic-minded, civil-engaged member of Congress than Marjorie Taylor Greene, who just comes across as a daily poop stirrer. You can win people to Marjorie Taylor Greene's side by not behaving like Marjorie Taylor Greene. The data overwhelmingly shows this. The data overwhelmingly shows it. The problem is that the people on the right, who are the most vocal on so many of the issues that Americans care about, are predisposed to turn people off. Why? Because I do think that a portion of the right has decided it's better to be right and lose than to have to compromise even a little and win big. It's better to lose and make money off of losing than it is to win, because if you win, you have to exercise leadership. And look what's happened with the left right now. Joe Biden won, the left took over, and what's he doing? He's selling out Israel, he's selling out Ukraine, he's selling out the United States, all so he can preserve power. And so the American people are rejecting him. They're turning back to Donald Trump, a man they rejected in 2020, because Americans want leadership. So people on the right, you want to lead, you got to be intellectually honest, and you got to recognize most Americans agree with you. Just stop being a brain biblical donkey when you reach out to the other people on the other side to persuade them to come to your side. They're readily persuadable, but you can't be a jerk. Americans for Prosperity has understood this, and they've been building inroads largely because they've been training conservatives to go into their neighborhood, to the people who already know them and already know their heart and already know they're good people, and tell their neighbors, hey, here's an idea. It is conservative. Here's why it works. It supports families. It supports free markets. It supports small businesses. It supports kids, like school choice. AFP has been remarkable at getting school choice passed around the country by having neighbors go door to door and say, hey, here's the situation. I need your help. Here's why it's a good idea, and here's what you can do. And it's been remarkable, and it's worked so well. Americans for Prosperity puts points on the board for conservatives around the country by building out a conservative base of activists who aren't jerks, but actually are highly informed people in the local community who care about their neighbor. You can be a part of it. All you have to do is go to AmericansForProsperity.org/Eric. AmericansForProsperity.org/ERICK. Go sign up with them. They'll teach you how to be an effective conservative activist. And by being an effective conservative activist, you can put points on the board for free markets and free people, for moms and dads and families and small businesses. AmericansForProsperity.org/ERICK.
He'll do the research and give it to you straight. Eric Erickson is live every weekday. Join Eric's army of activists. Text ARMY to 33777 now.
Hello there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson across the United States of America. I want to play you a couple of pieces of audio here. This is Jen Psaki to the former Department of Homeland Security Secretary.
And I did want to add, I mean, the FBI, as you know, currently ranks domestic political terrorism as a top threat in the country. And as you well know, I mean, they take these things seriously. They look at all the data. And as you just referenced, I mean, this is all coming at a time when the presumptive Republican nominee, through four times indicted Donald Trump, has repeatedly threatened judges, their family members, prosecutors, elected officials. I mean, I can go on.
That's her. This is Michael Beschloss on MSNBC.
Yeah, and you know, we all know, all four of us know that term servant leadership. Yep. The president is supposed to be a servant leader, serving us. You hear about Trump saying he's going to be a dictator for a day, which is not going to be for a day if it happens. No. Could be for the rest of our lifetimes and our children's and more. But if that happens, that's totally against American history. The highest rank in the United States is not president, it is citizen. As Harry Truman said. Mm-hmm. And I would just say one thing. Remember, in the United States, we do not work for a president. A president works for us.
I wonder if these people are willfully trying to get Donald Trump killed. I mean, the two mass political assassins in this country in the last decade have been MSNBC viewers. That's actually a fact. They want to hold Trump accountable for supposed violent rhetoric. They never want to hold themselves accountable. What crazy MSNBC person is out there right now? We've already had several. We should all be concerned about MSNBC viewers.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.